Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 431, the stanzas 3, 4, 5, and 6. Hear, my children, hear, as saith the Lord who bore thee, never serve nor fear gods of wood or stone. I am God alone. Worship and adore me. And what follows, Psalter 431, the stanzas 3 through 6.
Thank you.
the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in 1 Kings 18, the verses 17 through 39. 1 Kings 18, the verses 17 through 39. And it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, Art thou he that troubleth Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. And now therefore send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal, 450, and the prophets of the groves, 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel, and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Then said Elijah unto the people, I, even I only, remain a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us 2 bullocks, and let them choose 1 bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under, and I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under. And call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord, and the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, It is well spoken. And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, Choose you 1 bullock for yourselves, and dress it first, for ye are many, and call on the name of your gods, but put no fire under. And they took the bullock which was given them, and they dressed it, and called on the name of Baal from morning even until noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leaped upon the altar which was made. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, Cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is in a journey, or peradventure he sleepeth and must be awaked. And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lancets till the blood gushed out upon them. And it came to pass when midday was past, and they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that there was neither voice nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. And Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him. And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord. And he made a trench about the altar as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order and cut the bullock in pieces and laid them on the wood and said, fill 4 barrels with water and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. And he said, do it the second time. And they did it the second time. And he said, do it the third time. And they did it the third time. And the water ran round about the altar, and he filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice, and the wood, and the stones, and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, the Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. Thus far the scripture reading. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing for this season. Eternal and almighty Lord God, the great creator of the heavens and of the earth, the father of all mercies, the fountain of all good, then it has pleased thee in thy providence that on this day that has been set aside for us and our dear children, that we may come up to thy house and attempt with thy help to humbly beg of thee for a necessary and indispensable and yet a forfeited blessing. Ah, Lord, we cannot miss thy blessing. We cannot miss thy help. And then thou hast given unto us and our children thy precious word, where thou hast declared what is necessary for such a special day, a day of humiliation, a day of confession, a day of repentance, a day of supplication, but also a day of thanksgiving. Ah, Lord, then in this day, with all our needs, with the trials, with the difficulties, the cares of life, with the mourning, then thou yet grant us so many reasons to thank thy great and worthy name for all the blessings which thou hast left in our midst. And the psalmist of old has declared that they could not be numbered. And so it is with us and our children. And our Lord, when we may even have a little impression of thy goodness and of thy long suffering, then it shall be a day of humiliation with profound impressions of our unworthiness and that we have nothing to plead upon. O Lord, on such a day, then it ought to be a day of confession in our Lord. We can know how it ought to be. May we be burdened with the same, and may we be given to lay it before thee for us and our dear children, because on such a prayer day, then we have many sins to confess. Then it can even be on such a special day that we can be so listless, so lukewarm, so little impression, how dependent we are upon thee for everything. For we read in thy holy word, for in thee we live, we move, and have our being, ah Lord, necessary to confess our sins against the first table, against the second table, necessary to confess with all the blessings that thou granteth, that we take them so for granted, and that we are such unthankful creatures. Lord, needful to confess that when we open thy holy word, then so often so little impression that the great God of the heavens is speaking unto us. Need to confess that we have such small thoughts of thee, not believing, oh, that awful unbelief in our Lord. Thou knowest that by nature, that is all that we can bring forth, not believing that thou art able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Lord, not redeeming the time, not exercised enough with the walls of thy Zion for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name, that we can be so busy. And it is true, we are called to labor diligently in the sweat of our face, but in seeking our own kingdom and not seeking thy kingdom, ah Lord, then it is needful that on such a day that it becomes guilt, sin against thy law, but also sin against the gospel, counting the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ an unclean thing, the sin of not redeeming our time that we can live here, as if this is our eternity. Oh, our carnal and earthly heart, and that the Pharisee can reign as so supreme, ah, Lord, then on such a day as this, then we sorely need thee, the work of thy Holy Spirit, by the first time and by renewal, and that with that confession, not only with our lips, but experienced in our hearts, that godly sorrow that leadeth to repentance, oh, a fleeing and a hating of sin, and by thy grace, by the work of thy Spirit, to flee to the fountain of blood, to be washed of all of our sins in the precious blood of thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, O Lord. May it please thee to that end to richly pour out thy Spirit upon us and our children, and by the first time, but also by renewal, that in this day there may be a guilty, a praying and a begging people, oh, to experience something of the centurion of old, that he was not worthy that thou would come under his roof, but also something of what the disciples have declared in the days of old, Lord, to whom else shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And to that end, above all things, may it please thee to bless thy holy word, the prophet of old has declared, not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Oh, that thy word may be blessed in the family circles. Oh, grant unto fathers and mothers that they may be given to instruct their dear children in the things of the Lord, accompanied by a godly example with unceasing prayer. Ah, thou wast promised to bless thy word to that end. Wilt thou grant that love may abound? And, oh, thou wast promised, when there may be a bowing under the authority of thy holy word, many promises in the Scriptures that thou wilt grant an outward blessing. A word is written, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow to it. Oh, do bless thy holy word in the midst of the church, and that in this season that thou may grant much liberty and freedom, oh, to be anointed by thy Spirit, the wonderful things of the Lord, how it is possible for hell-worthy sinners to be saved by the work of a triune God, to be found a faithful watchman upon the walls of Zion, to warn everyone against their ruin. Lord, help the consistory to that end, each in their respective offices, who is sufficient unto these things, but may our eyes be upon thee, and that in these dark, these serious, these solemn times, that thou may have a special favor and grant a rich blessing unto us and our children. Lord, do bless our Christian school. Remember the school board, the administration, the principals, the teachers. Do grant I help from day to day. And remember all the students, some of more talents than other ones. Wilt thou grant traveling mercies from day to day. Lord, build so the walls of Zion, and that it may be a season that many boys and girls, many young people, many middle-aged, younger and older ones, and elderly ones may be converted by thee unto thee. And, Lord, where thou hast begun, wilt thou grant those further leadings. May there be no rest outside of the finished work of thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, where thou hast been so fully satisfied, delighteth in, and where a way has been made back to the Father heart of God by the work of the Holy Spirit, our Lord. Impress upon all of our hearts, what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his soul? Thou hast declared, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Lord, thou hast taught thy church also to pray for their daily bread, and the daily needs, they are great, they are manifold. Teach us more and more how dependent we are upon thee. And it is written in thy holy word that every good gift, every perfect gift cometh from above, from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness nor shadow of a turning. Lord, may it please thee to provide us and our children with our daily bread from day to day, and that there may be those special times that we may be given to notice thy providential leadings. May it please thee, insofar that it pleases thee, to grant health, to grant strength, to perform our labors wherever we are called to be the place where thou hast placed us. Wilt thou grant thy help from day to day? And so we commend unto thee all the sick, the afflicted, the tried. There are those amongst us with grave concerns, anxiously waiting. There is an handicapped daughter, a young father. A word has been planned and scheduled to travel to another country to undergo surgery. Ah, Lord, may it be carried upon the wings of prayer. May it prosper in thy hand, and that the trials and afflictions which there are, and which thou shalt be pleased to send, that they may be sanctified, used for the saving and for the further instruction of souls, Lord. Keep us from harm and danger wherever we are called to be. Oh, do keep us from an unexpected, and above all, from an unprepared death. Lord, keep us from sin and temptations where we and our children live in a time of so many temptations, and Satan has but a short time, then how needful that we may lay ourselves each other at the throne of grace continually. Ah, make us more a praying and a begging people at thy throne of grace. May there be times that we may be given to be wonder that there is a throne of grace, and not only a throne of judgment. Lord, wilt thou so remember all the mourning ones in our midst? Do continue to uphold them. Remember the elderly ones. Eternity cannot be so far away. Above all things, that their souls may be saved. Ah, teach us all in this season to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Lord, the needs are great. They are so manifold. On a day of prayer as this, may we be given to feel our needs. May our eyes be upon the great God, for whom nothing is too wonderful, but who was so free and so sovereign in the giving and the withholding. Lord, do grant thy help in this hour, and then on such a day, then how needful it is that we are given to us with the disciples. Lord, teach us to pray. Who has taught us to pray? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Psalter 123, the three stanzas. If we have forgotten the name of our God, or unto an idol our hands spread abroad, shall not the Almighty uncover this sin? He knows all our hearts and the secrets within and what follows. The collection for today is for our Calvin Christian School. Unless otherwise indicated, the Lord bless you and your gifts. Psalter 123, the three stanzas. In this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in 1 Kings 18, the verses 36 through 39. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that Elijah the prophet came near and said, O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice, and the wood, and the stones, and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, The Lord, He is the God. The Lord, He is the God. Our text words speak of Elijah's public prayer day on Mount Carmel, with four thoughts. In the first place, the pointed question on prayer day. Secondly, the repaired altar on prayer day. Thirdly, the consumed sacrifice on prayer day. And in the fourth place, the people's confession on prayer day. Elijah's public prayer day on Mount Carmel. The pointed question referred to in verse 36. The repaired altar in verse 37. The consumed sacrifice in verse 38. And the people's confession in verse 39. Thus first, the pointed question on prayer day. Beloved congregation, in this morning hour, then we are called upon with our thoughts together on Mount Carmel, where there was a prayer day in a very serious and solemn time. It was in the time of King Ahab, the seventh king of the kings of Israel. His father was the wicked Omri. And oh, if Ahab now had perhaps married a modest Jewish girl, then perhaps also for the country it would have been different. But it seemed that Ahab was a puppet of Jezebel. Then the 10 tribes, we know it, they had the golden calves. But now when the reign of King Ahab, because Jezebel, she came from the north, from a heathen nation, then the Baal worship was set up. And Baal, that was the male god of the Canaanites, And they were told, those heathen people in Israel, that Baal was the god of life and fertility, that he was the god of war, that his chariot were the clouds, that his arrows were the lightning, and that his voice was the thunder. And then the female god, that was Ashtoreth, and in the worshipping of those gods, much immorality, immodesty, and the sins against the seventh commandment. And the Lord has seen it. The Lord has come with his judgments upon the land of Israel. And we even read in James 5, the verses 17 and 18, that the prophet Elijah, that he was given to bow under the judgments, and by the Holy Spirit, that he was given a prayer concerning Israel for the Lord's judgments, that it would not rain for 3.5 years. And so a great drought has come upon the country. There was much suffering. There was much death among man and beast. And yet, in the midst of that drought, there was not that true repentance, although the Lord shall always have a people. The King shall always have a remnant, a chosen remnant that has been wrought upon by the Spirit, and that shall be brought in that need for that only sacrifice, the Lord Jesus Christ. When we think of the days of King Ahab, it was a dark, was a solemn and a serious time, and yet compared to our day, then how solemn the day is that we live in. Then what a drought, oh, it is a blessing. When on prayer day, there may be souls exercised with a drought, personally, family, church, and nation. There is a people upon the earth that know what it is to be a watered garment. They learn more and more how dependent they are, that they must be administered to out of the fullness of a triune God. And yet, in the time of Ahab, then there was not such a far departing as it is in our day. We do not read the sin of Sodom has always been present. We read of at different places in the Bible, but we do not read so openly. We do not read of transgenderism. Thus how far our country has departed. Ahab and his country, they have worshipped the Baal and Ashtaroth. And in our day, we have left the Lord, despised his word, his commandments, his law. The devil with all the powers of hell, trying to erase the two roses left out of paradise, the Lord's day and marriage. And then the gods of our day, the New Age movement, climate change, and all without the living God, woe unto us that we have sinned. Then should it not be a wonder, congregation, that we are still blessed in the measure also our country that we are. But let us always remember that the long-suffering of the Lord cometh to an end. It is all recorded in the heavens what has taken place. And then concerning our days, because for King Ahab, the Lord would still give 130 years before the 10 tribes were carried into captivity. Then we find our days more vividly described in the prophet Jeremiah. And the prophet Jeremiah has declared in Jeremiah 5, the verses 9 and 29, shall I not visit Judah for these things? Shall I not be avenged upon such a nation? Nevertheless, congregation, the Lord has still left many good things and many blessings amongst us and our children. And the King is still gathering his church, and we may still have the freedom that is not possible in many countries. We may still have the freedom that a special day may be set aside, that we may come up to God's house and try to humbly beg of the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Then the prophet Elijah, then he has spoken to Ahab, and he has said that he must gather Israel together, also the priest of Baal, 450, and 400 of Ashtaroth, and that they must assemble on Mount Carmel. And Mount Carmel, that is more a long mountain, a long ridge, approximately 20 kilometers running southeast, juts into the Mediterranean Sea, 600 foot high, and then there is a high peak about 6.5 kilometers from the sea that arises 1,740 feet above the sea. And Carmel, that actually means to be a fruitful place, a garden, a park. But through the sins of Israel, then also that Carmel has become a barren place. And so the people have come, we would say, for King Ahab, not so much choice, with the great suffering and with the death, a beggar just cannot always choose. But on the other hand, I read in Proverbs 21, verse 1, that the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. He turneth it whithersoever he willeth. That is also a comfort for our time, when we are given to see everything that has taken place, everything that is attempted, also with another bill concerning hate speech. When we read that bill clearly, then it is so subtle. Also another attack on the living church of Jesus Christ to silence the church But let us remember, young and old, that the King still reigneth. And then what a privilege and what a blessing where the Lord has exhorted that we are called to pray. We have the examples of heard prayer with the promises. And so the children of Israel have gathered. And then we can picture boys and girls. There was the prophet. He stood alone. It's not so easy. But stood in the power of his God. And Elijah also learned it was all of grace that he needed help from the sanctuary, because in the next chapter, then we find that same Elijah with the same God under a juniper tree. Thus then we have Elijah, you can picture it, King Ahab. We have Israel. And then we have the Baal priests. Oh, surely those priests, they have gathered together as tigers. Would be possible, they would have immediately murdered the prophet. But the Lord watched over him. We also read in Psalm 34, verse 7, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about him that fear him. And then the prophet began to speak. And we read in our text words, and it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant. And to that end, the prophet has placed a pointed question before all those that were gathered. And that address was not to the priests. No message for them. They would soon be slain. But that message was still to King Ahab. Great privilege, but still a blessing. A word comes to us. The greatest judgment is a silent God. And then that message was addressed to the people of Israel. And then the prophet has said, how long halt ye upon two opinions? Then they were called to choose between the Lord and Baal. Are we also halting, congregation? Tottering. Back and forth between the Lord and between the world. But a choice needs to be made. Christ has said in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 6, verse 24, that we cannot serve two masters. That's a very difficult life. Then we can multiply it out, halting between temptations, which our flesh and heart so desire, and between a speaking conscience, halting upon two opinions. Is that our life, congregation? The world some, maybe the world much, and the Lord a little. Then you cannot be happy. hope you still have a speaking conscience, because when we try to serve both, we can not satisfy other. And of course, we could speak in the life of God's true people of that old and new man. Thus, that was the pointed question that was placed before the multitude. How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be Lord, follow him. If Baal be Lord, follow him. And then we read. We do not read. We read of a silence. We do not even read of a whisper. That there was a people that have come forward and said, prophet, we choose for the Lord. Because I have experienced that I can do no other. He has become my God by the grace of God. Even among that remnant. Because with that prayer day, then there was a great difference. How that they have come up. There were some that were forced, the 450 priests. Ahab undoubtedly reluctantly, and many of the Israelites, I hope, guilty. It's a blessing when we may come to God's house on prayer day as guilty sinners. But oh, there was also a remnant that were so glad when they have heard that the prophet Elijah, the prophet has risen, as he was hidden for some years, and that he has called for a prayer day, then there was still a remnant that was so glad that they could come up for prayer day. How has it been in this day? Have you been glad, although an impression of our unworthiness, of our guilt, but still so glad that we and our children may still come up to God's house and in a special way try to ask the Lord for his blessing. But then the question could be asked, but how come that remnant has not come forward, that there was a remnant that have come and stood beside Elijah and that have taken his side? Oh, what a fear of man there can be. Fear of Ahab, fear of Jezebel, fear of her fellow man. We hope that when that people have left Mount Carmel, that there was a remnant that have become so guilty that they have denied their God. There are souls that understand it. Oh, let us hope that on that Mount Carmel with that pointed question, that there were many souls that have told the Lord how they love him. Our second thought, the repaired altar on prayer day, because Elijah has made a proposal. Two bullocks, two calves. And then Elijah says, priests, you are many, 450, I am alone. And then we both have a calf, you may choose which one. And then we both built an altar, put wood upon it, and then we killed the bullock, and then we lay the animal upon the altar. But we may not light that fire. The Lord must do that. And then we shall both pray to our God, priest to Baal, because you say he is Lord. And of course, he's the God of thunder and of lightning. So that shall not be so difficult for him to light the altar. Thus you first, and then after, then I shall build the altar and lay the bullock upon the same. And then the priest of Baal, they have first built their altar, killed the bullock, laid it upon the wood, and then they have cried unto Baal. And boys and girls, did Baal answer? And you will say, of course not, because he is not a god. Elijah has even mocked, says, got to cry a little louder. Maybe he's doing something else on a journey, because the heathens were told that in the summertime, Baal went on a journey and therefore it was so dry. They even cut themselves. We would say there was sincerity. But congregation, we can also be sincerely wrong and deceived, even in heathen religions and false religions. There can be so much sincerity that puts us and our children to shame, and yet not according to God's word. Baal did not answer. Maybe there is a soul or a few souls, because there is a people that examines himself with still unanswered prayers, and that those souls say, then I must not be a true worshiper of the living God, because hitherto an unanswered prayer. But now at noon hour, then Elijah has begun to build, to restore a broken altar. And then we read that he built an altar in the name of the Lord out of stones, as was commanded in the law of Moses. We read that he laid the wood in order. We read thereof in Leviticus 1 verse 7. When the Lord has given instruction with the sacrifices and wood, that is an emblem of our sin, which shall burn with God's justice. We read in Psalm 50 that the Lord shall place our sins in order before us. And then we read of 12 stones. And I think our boys and girls, why did the prophet now take 12 stones? That was, it is true, the kingdom has been divided, but one Catholic church, 10 plus 2 tribes, that is 12. 12 stones. And then we read that he has commanded a trench around that altar that points to the separation which there must be between the church and the world. And then the prophet has commanded 12 barrels three times four, similar to the breastplate upon the heart of the high priest, with three rows of four rows of the tribes of Israel. And then they have brought water. It is thought, Josephus tells us, that about 250 foot down from the top of the Mount Carmel, there was a spring. Perhaps that is the place where the altar was built. Thus then Elijah has rebuilt that altar because he has said to the children of Israel that they have forsaken thy covenant and broken down thy altar. How is it with our altar congregation? Let us speak of the family altar. Fathers and mothers, do you have a family altar? Do you gather together with your children round about God's word? Let it not be overly long. Children are children. Not to edify yourself in the first place. Nevertheless, an altar of God's word, speaking, prayer and singing. The chapter we read that the prophet Elijah has built an altar that has been thrown down. Therefore, fathers and mothers, what a calling. When there is not an altar in your house, then what a fitting time on prayer day to do as Elijah, that you may have an altar. Our third thought, to consume sacrifice on prayer day. Let us first sing Psalter 188. Let us only sing 1 and 2. Make haste, O my God, to deliver, I pray. O Lord, to my rescue, make haste. Let those who would harm me be filled with dismay and in their own folly disgraced. And what follows, Psalter 188, only the first two stanzas.
Thank you.
Elijah's public prayer day on Mount Carmel. The pointed question, the repaired altar, and now thirdly, the consumed sacrifice on prayer day. We read in this chapter of noon hour, and we read of the time of the evening sacrifice, that it is implied that between the noon hour and the evening of the hour of the evening sacrifice, that Elijah has built that altar out of stone, that the water has been fetched, the wood had been laid upon the altar, and also the killed bullock. And then we read of the hour of the evening sacrifice. That is, boys and girls, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, when in the temple the morning sacrifice was brought at 9 o'clock in the morning, and the evening sacrifice at 3 o'clock. And the sacrifices in the temple, they all pointed to the Lord Jesus Christ, who would come as the Passover lamb, who would be slain, who would be hung on the cross, and who would die at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then we can picture, boys and girls, the altar, the wood, the killed animal, the trench, water poured upon it, the water dripping over everything, and then the prophet Elijah has begun to pray unto his God, the living God. Not such a long prayer, was a true prayer. Was a prayer out of need. Was a prayer by true saving faith. Because what Elijah had done was according what the Lord had instructed him. Was a prayer concerning the Lord's honor. And then we read, and it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, then they have all seen the prophet. What do you think, congregation, about the priest of Baal? Were they hoping that the Lord would answer the prophet? Then you can understand it, boys and girls, that those priests, they hoped that the Lord would not answer, because they did not love the prophet. They did not love the Lord. And they did not love the church. How is that with us with prayer day? How is it with the walls of Zion? Are we exercised, praying and hoping that God's people and the church may prosper? Because it can be when we live in and with the world, and when the church warns and admonishes that we are not really hoping that they shall prosper, maybe even glad when they are afflicted. And for a people halting upon two opinions, if we would ask them, what is now your desire. Maybe they would have no answer. But there was a people. What do you think they have done, boys and girls? That remnant. Oh, secretly they have joined in with the prophet. It says, Lord, wilt thou not answer thy prophet that all people on this mount, that they may be given to see that thou art the living God. And now Elijah was in the time of drought. Everything was brown, dead. Then we do not read that before the altar that Elijah in the first place has prayed for rain, but he has prayed for fire. Also instruction for us and our children. And then what a solemn prayer it was. Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel. Thus he has prayed to the God of his fathers, where the Lord has done so many wonders, where the Lord has established that covenant with Abram and with his seed. Thus that address, that is an address of faith, hope, and expectation, pleading upon what the Lord has promised. And then further, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel. Ah, the prophet had such a burning desire for that people that were halting upon two opinions, and where he has not heard a whisper. Such a burning desire that the Lord would manifest in a special way, so clear that it could not be questioned, that the Lord was the creator of the heavens and of the earth, and that the Lord has everything in his hands. Oh, then the prophet Elijah had a desire that the Lord would manifest himself in his power, in his majesty, and in his goodness. And then surely, with the hope and expectation that people would all be given to repent and turn unto the Lord. That was the desire. And the hope of the prophet Elijah, of course, Elijah shall learn that it can be the most solemn message, the sweetness of the gospel, the awfulness of hell, death, sickness, afflictions, wonderful providences, the greatest blessings that they needed. Is that true or not, congregation? Is that now your name? All those things have happened in your life, and still halting, at least I hope, that you have not openly chosen for the world. That is an awful thing. Young people, may the Lord keep you under the preaching of that covenant God. Death in the first Adam and life in the second Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ. And then further, and that I am thy servant. Thus it was in the way of obedience to be a servant, a handmaiden of the Lord, and that I have done all these things at thy word in the way of obedience. So that declares congregation, when we do not esteem God's word highly, when we willingly walk in sin and with the world, can we then expect an answer upon our prayers? Then I'm not speaking of infirmities. Of course, on the other hand, not to come as a self-righteous Pharisee to the Lord, as we read in Luke 18, when he has stood in the front of the temple, had something to present to the Lord, and so he is drew nigh unto the Lord in prayer. And then further, hear me, O Lord, hear me, was an O of need, of urgency, of faith, of love, exercised with God's honor, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. That was the desire of Elijah. No, it was not that he would become a great prophet and be honored. Does not mean that the prophet had no difficulty with that pride. Oh, that awful pride. And the Lord knows how to keep his people low. What a work that is to keep his people low. But it was the desire that their heart would be turned back again. Then, immediately upon the close of that prayer, we would say, boys and girls, amen, not mentioned. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. A remarkable order. When the fire would be placed by man, then it goes from the bottom up. But now the fire from heaven, this specifically mentioned, first consumed the burnt sacrifice, and fire is an emblem of the justice of God, and the wood and the stones and the dust. Ah, for that people of Israel. Then that was also a wonder. When that fire has descended, that it has not consumed the priests, the people halting upon two opinions, and even the remnant. Ah, the Lord has a people upon the earth. When they are given to behold the fire, the wood, we read thereof in Genesis 22, with the sacrifice of Abram, when they are given to view, look upon the sacrifice which the Father has given his only beloved Son, and that the fire has descended and consumed the Son and not the church, that he has become their substitute, their salvation, then they may be set free. Our last thought, the people's confession on prayer day. What music that must have been for the prophet. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, made a profound impression. It was so clear that the Lord of Elijah, the living God, the God of Abram, Isaac and Israel, and Isaac and Jacob, that he has given that fire, made a deep impression. Of course, an impression is not enough, but still a blessing. Even in an outward way, we hope to hear in this evening, we would have desired to hear more. Nevertheless, a blessing one on prayer day, and we may go home from church, that we may have a deep impression that every blessing comes from above, every blessing undeserved, and that the Lord is still so gracious and merciful, and that he grants special tokens that the Lord is the living God for us and our children. And then if that is true, then even with our mind, not enough, needs to be in her heart, does not go outside of her mind, that we would still resemble that people on Mount Carmel, that they have made an outward confession, the Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. Boys and girls, can you remember the points? First, and those are good points to think about. The first point, the pointed question. Are we halting upon two opinions? And how long shall it be? Boys and girls, what a blessing it is when we may make that good choice when we are young, when we are older, it is not too old, not too late. How long halt ye upon two opinions? O Ruth and Orpah. We read it in Ruth 1, on the border between Judah and Moab. Oh, at the beginning it seemed she was so determined, but then she began to halt. But oh, Ruth, she has made that precious choice. Then our second thought, the repaired altar. Need a personal altar, our personal devotions to make it simple for boys and girls each evening when you go to bed, when you can read, that you read your Bible and pray. Also family circles, then the consumed sacrifice. We need a sacrifice for sin. And also the people's confession. May the Lord grant unto us and our children in this season that we may be found more a praying, a begging people to experience the wonderful things of the Lord, and that the Spirit may grant that wonderful work in our heart. We shall close with an exhortation out of Psalm 50, verse 15. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, we have heard of wonderful things. Then we need eyes to see it. Thou still upholdest this world by thy providence. we may still come together in this day within the walls of thy house. The enemies may still be restrained. Ah, Lord, do bless the means of grace for the eternal welfare of us and our children. Graciously watch over us in this day. Return us in this evening hour. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 221, the three stanzas. Great Shepherd, who leadest thy people in love, mid cherubim dwelling, shine thou from above. And what follows? 221, the three stanzas.
Thank you.
pray, save the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.